This is Democracy Now!, produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Teresena, Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamaru Astudio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Hani Massoud, and Safwat Nizal. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Are an Earthman with no fear and a stranger with no heart. Travel beyond our time and solar system into new galaxies, into worlds beyond your dreams. Star Trek, every week in color on the NBC television network.
go. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and thank you for tuning in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live out of Lower Carruthers Hall, right here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day extravaganza, where we spin the wheels of steel, playing nothing but the best. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd. I am flying solo today. My intrepid co-host, Simone the Moan, is out. So don't worry, we will poke fun at her relentlessly while she's off on assignment. But you got me solo until 10 o'clock. Today we are live, like I said, in Kingston, Ontario, sitting pretty in the Limestone City. And boy howdy, do we have a show for you. I know I say that every week, but I mean it every week. Today, this fine Wednesday, August 27th, the waning days of summer, we're going to be playing nothing but brand new release tracks, things that might have been dug up from the past that are otherwise new to you and me. It's going to be a good time. I swear, we just heard a new one from Tchotchke with their track Playin' Dumb. Tchotchke is a three-piece band out of, I think, L.A., they're very good, very new, very young, only about 23 years old. If you want to see them live, their next show, I think in Canada, is Lee's Palace in Toronto, September 14th. So you're going to want to check that out. And you're going to want to check out the rest of the show, because like I said, all the way until 10 o'clock, it's nothing but brand new stuff. So, you know, before all the university students come back, before all the college students come back, before all the high school students are off at school, us old people can relish in the fact that, yes, we are still with it. We may not know what it is, but we're with it. And we got nothing but the best. Also on today's program, we're going to be talking about food from our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street, where all things delicious meet. More on that later. As well, we are going to talk about community events. You know, the last screening downtown in Market Square this Thursday. Talk about upcoming events over the weekend. Things you can do over your long weekend to really wring the final drops of summer out of that washcloth. And then after 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about nerd news, as we always do. Find out what's going on in and around the world of Hollyweird and video game stuff and TV stuff and all that nonsense. But speaking of nonsense, we better get back to the tunes. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC 101.9. We continue along with our brand new music morning with a new one from Montreal's own The Planet Smashers. Haven't heard that name in a while. This one's called Wasted Tomorrows, right here on CFRC.
Time. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Some sort of punker?
Huh?
God, I hate punkers. Especially bald ones with green makeup. Wear masks over ugly faces.
Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Mama Jama, there we go. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is the station that rocks the nation. You guessed it, CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live. Live, I tell you, out of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the Limestone City, where everything comes to flourish, where history and innovation come to die. My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd. You got me here until 10 o'clock, flying solo down here in CFRC Rock and Roll headquarters in the lower level of Carruthers Hall. We're on Queen's University campus. More on that in a second. But we just heard brand spanking new stuff from the Sleeveens with their track Downtown. The Sleeveens are from Ireland, don't you know? They're a band half from Ireland, half from Nashville, Tennessee. So there you go. Go globalization for you. Sleeveen is an informal Irish term for someone who is underhanded, sly, or a bit of a trickster. Just like you and me, dear listener. If you want to catch the Sleeveens live, get your booty on over to Dublin, because they're currently on tour with the Lemonheads. Not too shabby. Also in that last set, just so you know, dear listener, we are doing an all-new song playlist today. It rolls off the tongue when you say it like that. But just so you know, every week when I put together the playlist for the show, I always start off with whatever's new and fresh and exciting. And then you know, before you know it, sometimes I'm sitting around and all of a sudden the entire playlist is brand new stuff. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's pretty fantastic because it keeps me up on, you know, what the kids are listening to or what they should be listening to. So with no Simone in today, my co-host is, we're bringing out of retirement, Franklin, the internationally recognized prize horn. We also would ring Franklin back in the day every time there was a new song, but that gets rather tedious. So I'm only going to ring him once. There we go, because the entire show is brand new. Before the Sleeveens, we heard new stuff from Tops. They are out of Montreal, Canada, don't you know? They've been active since 2011. Indie rock band, not too shabby. Check them out. Always pretty good. That song was called Wheels at Night. I know that it's August 27th, the last week before, you know, summer vacay ends. And it's by coincidence that this last set all seemed to be stuff that has to do with, like, downtown and partying and getting back to it in a good way. Before Tops with Wheels at Night, we also heard The Untamed Youth with Party Going Down the Street. The Untamed Youth have been active since the 80s. It's Deke Dickerson's band, actually. They were kind of a punk rock outfit back in the 80s and 90s. And then they reunited last year, in fact. They reunited for a couple shows with a bunch of their former members. I think they brought back a couple of their former go-go dancers as well. And I believe they snuck out an album in the last little bit. Now, I've been tricked on these things before, folks, when I'm doing these new music shows where I'll play a song thinking it's brand new. And then lo and behold, one of the super fans will inform me that it is in fact something that has been re-released from the past. So I'm still trying to figure out if Party Going Down the Street by the Untamed Youth is a brand spanking new track, or if it's just brand spanking new to me, in that maybe it's an older track that just got re-released. But I got a feeling it's new. Someone needs to call Deke Dickerson and find out what's going on. Also, we opened up the set with brand new Planet Smashers, another troupe out of Montreal, Canada. Old school ska. These guys formed back in 1993. And to be honest, I thought they were donezo. I have memories of a Planet Smashers farewell show at the Scherzo Pub years ago. Am I wrong? If I say the word Scherzo Pub into a microphone in Kingston, Ontario, does that mean that I need to check with my doctor about getting a hip replacement? Does that mean I'm elderly? You tell me. Either way, I'll take all the Planet Smashers I can get. Thank you very much. That one was called Wasted Tomorrows. All about being young, having fun, and getting to it. And like I said, we are from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We've got St. Lawrence College. We've got Royal Military College. Although they started their classes a couple weeks ago, so they're already steamrolling through the semester. And we have, of course, Queen's University campus, where we are broadcasting live out of. And so St. Lawrence, Queen's, every high school in town, every elementary school, they're all going back next week. And it's going to be a bittersweet end of the summer, as it always is. Maybe it's a little more bitter because the last, like, month and a half were oppressive heat wave. So it kind of felt like a bit of a wasted summer, you know? I mean, I like the heat, don't get me wrong. I always think about what it's going to be like 4 p.m. on any night in February. But I don't like, you know, sweating profusely just by walking out the door. You know, you take a breath, you feel like you're just going to expire on the sidewalk. Maybe I need to do more push-ups and just be healthier in general. But all I'm saying is that I felt like the last chunk of summer was a bit of a bleh. So now that the weather's kind of stabilized, we're finally getting some rain action. It felt actually, dare I say the B word, it's felt brisk out there this morning. Maybe I'm going to have to start switching back to plaid from my cabana wear wardrobe of the summer. But I'm not ready for it to end yet. You know what I mean? There's still plenty of autumn to go, plenty of fall. My buddy Janelle and I were just talking about how we just found out Halloween. I know that's a ways away, but Halloween's on a Friday. So, you know, things are coming. Things are percolating. You gotta be ready. This time of morning, we do our little segment about what's going on in our lives. And since Simone the Moan isn't here, you gotta listen to about my boring life. Simone leads a very interesting life, and we'll talk to her more about that hopefully next week. I think she's looking to buy a car, so if anyone has a car they want to sell us, hit us up on social media. But what's going on with me is that, like I said, I'm just getting ready for the return of the students. I live downtown. I live on campus. I work on campus. So even though I don't have kids of my own and I'm not in school anymore, I do feel like it is still getting back to like a routine. which I kind of like. I really dig the energy of the students when they all come back. CFRC here at the station certainly livens up a lot when we get returning students that are coming back from the summer and we get all those new volunteers. By the way, if any CFRC DJs are listening, any of the powers that be, I, Jeffrey the Movie Nerd, declare my want for interns. I want interns this fall. We love messing with interns and trainees on the show. Also teaching, but mostly messing with. But I'm just excited that everything's like getting back to it for September. You know, it's a lot of fun. So I don't know. Everyone just needs to chill. I guess before we get back to the tunes, just be prepared that, yeah, this is the last week that if you're a local like myself, last week to get to the Giant Tigers and the Walmarts and the grocery stores, because Lord knows that every roll of toilet paper and every bag of Doritos are going to be off the shelves for at least the first week. That's my prediction, because, you know, you got like 20,000 students coming back, something like that, in that neighborhood. I forget the exact digits, but it's a lot. So, you know, if you got to go to the pharmacy and load up on Neo Citrin before it sells out for the winter, you know, stuff like that. I'm always thinking ahead so that I can make my own life a little bit easier, I suppose. My name is Jeff the Nerd, flying solo, just me, just you, and just the tunes right here on CFRC. When we come back, we're going to talk about our sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Oh, that's what I was trying to remember. It's move-in day this Saturday. All the residences are going to be filling up. A lot of students are going to be moving in. So be careful if you're driving downtown, because it's going to be really clogged up. It's always the tradition of seeing many out-of-town license plates driving the wrong way on one-way streets. So you got to be heads up for that. We always joke that the crest or the emblem or whatever for Kingston should be changed from Martello Tower to the image of a Tesla with a mattress tied on the top of it. But also, be prepared for chaos, because if you're down on campus any time recently, you'll know that Bader Lane is all gacked up right now. Technical term, of course. Bader Lane is at University is the intersection where the Agnes Etherington Art Gallery is. And that intersection has been blocked off for months, as you may know, because of the, you know, gallery reconstruction. But I was down on Bader Lane just this past week, and one of the biggest residences, if not maybe the biggest residence building on campus, the city's decided to dig up the entire street in front of it, including their driveway loop where many parents would come to unload their children. They decided to dig that up, and last I saw, it was a massive hole in the ground doing like sewage and water and all that stuff. So to have one of the school's biggest residences on essentially a dead-end street without any clear way to turn around other than just reversing directly, I think there's going to be a lot of stressed out parents ripping around campus on Saturday. So heads up, it could be awesome. Speaking of awesome, my name's Jeff the Nerd. We're going to get back to our all-new music playlist. Again, I don't know if this is brand new or if this is a re-release. So if you know, then find me, Jeff Movie Nerd, all one word, on Instagram and educate me. Either way, here's Carly Rae Jepsen with More right here on CFRC. Let's do it.
You know it, then you know it, 'cause look at us. Bishop Nerul. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Neruvians listening. Peace.
See twinkle in your eyes, I could never be fooled. Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Thanks for coming along. My name's Jeff the Nerd on CFRC Radio. Let's give this a whirl here. Damiano Negrisoli, Giacomo Parisio, Andrea Onofrio. That was with the members of the band BBC out of Castile Goffredo, Italy. I think I nailed that one. Brand new stuff from BBC. That was called All About the Fast Music right here on CFRC. It's our all brand new playlist show today where every single track, as far as I know, is brand spanking new. If you want to check out BBC, it's spelled B-E-E-B-E-E-S-E-A. This is off their upcoming album, and it's very, very good. So check that out. Good garage rock out of Italy. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, the station that rocks the nation. Before BBC, we had another new one from Danny Aiello, who is better known for playing with the band The Lemon Twigs. That track from Danny Aiello was called Something With You. New album coming out in October. If you're one of our dear listeners down south of the border, you're going to want to check him out at, where is he playing? Union Pool in Brooklyn, New York on October 5th. Danny Aiello, not too shabby. Also in that last set, we had a little pop ditty from Glitter Party, Toronto's own one-man act Glitter Party, featuring Mississippi producer who goes by the name of Yacht Club, spelled Y-O-T Club. That was called Song 3. Very appropriate title, I guess. Also in that set, we had a country ditty, brand new stuff from a band called Old Lady. And that track was called Good Money, Good Time. Not too bad. Old Lady, the hardest working band in construction since 2011. You want to check them out. I think they're playing with the Outsect right now. And then also we opened up that set with Carly Rae Jepsen and her track More. It's a 10th anniversary album that Carly Rae Jepsen's released this past little bit. But More is one of, I think they said, 7 bonus tracks at the end of it. So it's very appropriately titled because there are more. Again, though, I've been digging and I can't seem to figure out if Carly Rae Jepsen's More is in fact like brand new and they just released it as a bonus track, or if it is something, you know, older that I don't know. I can't be bothered to learn these things. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's 8:45 in the morning. And this time of day, we like to talk about breakfast. You know, stomachs are getting a little grumbly in the tumbly. Maybe you're like me and you're thinking about what fuel you can put in the tank. Keep you moving and grooving on this fine hump day. Well, you're going to want to get down to our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. They're downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Everything is happening at Old Farm right now. We got fresh raspberries in, second round of raspberry harvest. Always delicious. Getting in a lot of great organic local produce from a lot of the farms that are in the area. You're going to want to check that out if you want an organic cantaloupe. Get it from Old Farm Fine Foods. Ice cream is still in full swing. Kawartha Dairy ice cream going out by the scoop. We're doing more floats these days. Shout out to DJ Over Easy from Making Bacon. He popped in the shop a while ago and got himself a very nice float after listening to us rail on about ice cream floats on the show. So get down to Old Farm, get yourself an ice cream float, check it out. And like I said in the last break, Old Farm is on Queen's University campus, and energy's up. Athletes have been back for a little bit. Football team, rugby team, you know, they're all, I mean, football obviously played their first game this past Saturday. Shout out to Jesse Bell for calling an amazing game. Sounded like a nail biter. So the football team, the rugby team, they've all been coming into Old Farm because they're all hooked on the chocolate milk. The Limestone Organic 3.8%, aka the bottle of melted ice cream, chocolate milk. It's absolutely delicious. You can destroy a bottle in like two good swigs. And because it's 3.8%, gives the body what it needs. That sweet girth, I guess. What else is going on at Old Farm? Catering. Old Farm does group catering, and that's been coming in fast and furious again on campus. The school year is beginning. The ball is starting to roll. You know, we're all shaking the dust off. So those big catering orders are starting to fly in, especially for the first week, orientation week. So maybe shoot Old Farm an email or give them a phone call if you've got an event and you want to get booked before Old Farm gets all booked up. Yeah, get down to Old Farm, get something delicious. I can't think of anything. There's always stuff going on at Old Farm Fine Foods. The right down the road from McGilvery Brown Hall, where the Frosh Week organizers have been meeting en masse, you know, unloading U-Haul truckloads of, I assume, T-shirts and pennies and all sorts of merch and things like that for the incoming students next week during orientation week. So there's been a lot more students back already in the neighborhood around Old Farm Fine Food. So it's been pretty good. So I don't know. I don't want to, like, you know, stoke a panic or anything like that. But stuff is, you know, good stuff is starting to sell out. Old Farm's having a hard time keeping white wine in stock because it's been so nice outside. Everyone's doing backyard barbecues. It's the tail end of wedding season, you know, gifts and things. So, you know, you want to stock up on your favorite bottles before the long weekend. I know I have. I got my wedges of good cheese before some of my favorites all sell out, as they often do, especially leading up to a long weekend. And again, once more, with the students back, the latest trend that I've noticed working at Old Farm in all the years that I've been there is the study charcuterie. I know we're not into studying season just yet, but when the students are back, they've been buying up that nice cheese. I think their taste buds have become very refined over the last few years. My theory is that maybe this latest generation, you know, spending a little more time at home during the pandemic, maybe some of their parents' cooking skills rubbed off on them a little bit. Gone are the days where we're all trying to figure out how to make craft dinner in a microwave. And now are the days where students come in and they're like, yeah, I want 100 grams of that raw milk sheep cheese from Spain. Why? Because I got some chapters I got to read, so I might as well nibble on something delicious. So get to Old Farm, corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Get some good food. See what's happening. It's a perfect time of year. Like I said, lots of stuff coming out of the fields. Lots of great treats around. Our bakers made a delicious carrot crumble muffin that I was just, you know, destroying in the CFRC lobby. They might be sold out now. It's already almost 9 o'clock. It's a dice roll, people. You got to get down there and get your favorite food before it's gone. No guarantees. Get that organic cantaloupe. Yeah, my name's Jeff the Nerd. This is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. It's about 10 to 9. We're going to get back to the tunes, our all brand new music playlist. And then after 9 o'clock, we are going to do our community events roundup, where we talk about what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. Long weekend coming up. Find out what is going on with your Labor Day. But next up, we got a brand new track from a band called Wildlife. This one's called Shotgun, right here on Indie Wake Up. My name's the Nerd. Shall we do this? Yes, I think we shall.
Let's not I love you anyways. I love you anyways. I love you.
I love you anyways. We both have made some mistakes, and it is what it is, 'cause we're stuck in our ways. But there's nothing about you I change, 'cause the things that I love and the things that I hate are mostly just the same.
Nice on the band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Queen's University International Center, QUIC, provides non-academic support to international students, staff, and their families. QUIC also promotes and supports the study and work abroad activities of Queen's students, staff, and faculty. Services for international students include university health insurance plan, orientation and welcome activities, advising and immigration information, English language support, trips, and club support. Through its activities, the center promotes an international